This is the reading for June 19th. Job chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, "My troubled thoughts cause me to answer because I am very upset. You correct me and I am insulted, but I understand how to answer you. You know how it has been for a long time, ever since people were first put on the earth. Their happiness of evil people is brief, and the joy of the wicked lasts only a moment. Their pride may be as high as the heavens, and their heads may touch the clouds, but they will be gone forever like their own dung. People who knew them will say, 'Where are they?' They will fly away like a dream and not be found again. They will be chased away like a vision in the night. Those who saw them will not see them again. The places where they lived will see them no more. Their children will have to pay back the poor, and they will have to give up their wealth. They had the strength of their youth in their bones, but it will lie with them in the dust of death. Evil may taste sweet in their mouths, and they may hide it under their tongues. They cannot stand to let go of it. They keep it in their mouths, but their food will turn sour in their stomachs, like the poison of a snake inside them. They have swallowed riches, but they will spit them out. God will make them vomit their riches up. They will suck the poison of snakes, and the snake's fangs will kill them. They will not admire the sparkling streams or the rivers flowing with honey and cream. They must give back what they worked for without eating it. They will not enjoy the money they made from their trading, because they troubled the poor and left them with nothing. They have taken houses they did not build. Evil people never lack an appetite, and nothing escapes their selfishness. But nothing will be left for them to eat. Their riches will not continue. When they still have plenty, trouble will catch up to them, and great misery will come down on them. When the wicked fill their stomachs, God will send His burning anger against them, and blows of punishment will fall on them like rain. The wicked may run away from an iron weapon, but a bronze arrow will stab them. They will pull the arrows out of their backs and pull the points out of their livers. Terrors will come over them. Total darkness waits for their treasure. A fire not fanned by people will destroy them and burn up what is left of their tents. The heavens will show their guilt, and the earth will rise up against them. A flood will carry their houses away, swept away on the day of God's anger. This is what God plans for evil people. This is what He has decided they will receive." 2 Kings chapter 23. Then the king gathered all the older leaders of Judah and Jerusalem together. He went up to the temple of the Lord, and all the people from Judah and Jerusalem went with him. The priests, prophets, and all the people, from the least important to the most important, went with him. He read to them all the words of the book of the agreement that was found in the temple of the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and made an agreement in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and obey His commands, rules, and laws with his whole being, and to obey the words of the agreement written in this book. Then all the people promised to obey the agreement. The king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the next rank, and the gatekeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord everything made for Baal, Asherah, and all the stars of the sky. Then Josiah burned them outside Jerusalem in the open country of the Kidron Valley, and carried their ashes to Bethel. The kings of Judah had chosen priests for these gods. These priests burned incense in the places where gods were worshipped in the cities of Judah and the towns around Jerusalem. They burned incense to Baal, the sun, the moon, the planets, and all the stars of the sky. But Josiah took those priests away. He removed the Asherah idol from the temple of the Lord and took it outside Jerusalem to the Kidron Valley, where he burned it and beat it into dust. Then he threw the dust on the graves of the common people. He also tore down the houses of the male prostitutes who were in the temple of the Lord, where the women did weaving for Asherah. King Josiah brought all the false priests from the cities of Judah. He ruined the places where gods were worshipped, where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba. He destroyed the places of worship at the entrance to the gate of Joshua, the ruler of the city, on the left side of the city gate. The priests at the places where gods were worshipped were not allowed to serve at the Lord's altar in Jerusalem, but they could eat bread made without yeast with their brothers. Josiah ruined Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, so no one could sacrifice his son or daughter to Molech. Judah's kings had placed horses at the front door of the temple of the Lord in the courtyard near the room of Nathan-Melech, an officer. These horses were for the worship of the sun, so Josiah removed them and burned the chariots that were for sun worship also. The kings of Judah had built altars on the roof of the upstairs room of Ahaz. Josiah broke down these altars and the altars Manasseh had made in the two courtyards of the temple of the Lord. Josiah smashed them to pieces and threw their dust into the Kidron Valley. King Josiah ruined the places where gods were worshipped, east of Jerusalem, south of the Mount of Olives. Solomon, king of Israel, had built these places. One was for Ashtoreth, the hated goddess of the Sidonians. One was for Chemosh, the hated god of Moab. And one was for Molech, the hated god of the Ammonites. Josiah smashed to pieces the stone pillars they worshipped, and he cut down the Asherah idols. Then he covered the places with human bones. Josiah also broke down the altar at Bethel, the place of worship made by Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had led Israel to sin. Josiah burned that place, broke the stones of the altar into pieces, then beat them into dust. He also burned the Asherah idol. When he turned around, he saw the graves on the mountain. He had the bones taken from the graves, and he burned them on the altar to ruin it. This happened as the Lord had said it would through the man of God. Josiah asked, "What is that monument I see?" The people of the city answered, "It's the grave of the man of God who came from Judah. This prophet announced the things you have done against the altar of Bethel." Josiah said, "Leave the grave alone. No one may move this man's bones." So they left his bones and the bones of the prophet who had come from Samaria. The kings of Israel had built temples for worshiping gods in the cities of Samaria, which had caused the Lord to be angry. Josiah removed all those temples and did the same things as he had done at Bethel. He killed all the priests of those places of worship. He killed them on the altars and burned human bones on the altars. Then he went back to Jerusalem. The king commanded all the people, "Celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the agreement." The Passover had not been celebrated like this since the judges led Israel, nor had one like it happened while there were kings of Israel and kings of Judah. This Passover was celebrated to the Lord in Jerusalem in the 18th year of King Josiah's rule. Josiah destroyed the mediums, fortune tellers, house gods, and idols. He also destroyed all the hated gods seen in the land of Judah and Jerusalem. This was to obey the words of the teachings written in the book of Hilkiah the priest had found in the temple of the Lord. There was no king like Josiah before or after him. He obeyed the Lord with all his heart, soul, and strength, following all the teachings of Moses. Even so, the Lord did not stop his strong and terrible anger. His anger burned against Judah because of all Manasseh had done to make him angry. The Lord said, "I will send Judah out of my sight as I have sent Israel away. I will reject Jerusalem, which I chose, and I will take away the temple about which I said I will be worshipped there." Everything else Josiah did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. While Josiah was king, Necho, king of Egypt, went to help the king of Assyria at the Euphrates River. King Josiah marched out to fight against Necho, but at Megiddo, Necho faced him and killed him. Josiah's servants carried his body in a chariot from Megiddo to Jerusalem and buried him in his own grave. Then the people of Judah chose Josiah's son, Jehoahaz, and poured olive oil on him to make him king in his father's place. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he was king in Jerusalem for 3 months. His mother's name was Hamutal, who was the daughter of Jeremiah from Libnah. Jehoahaz did what the Lord said was wrong, just as his ancestors had done. King Necho took Jehoahaz prisoner at Riblah in the land of Hamath so that Jehoahaz could not rule in Jerusalem. Necho made the people of Judah pay about 7,500 pounds of silver and about 75 pounds of gold. King Necho made Josiah's son Eliakim the king in place of Josiah his father. Then Necho changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took Jehoahaz to Egypt where he died. Jehoiakim gave King Necho the silver and gold he demanded. Jehoiakim taxed the land and took silver and gold from the people of the land to give to King Necho. Each person had to pay his share. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he was king in Jerusalem for 11 years. His mother's name was Zebadah, daughter of Pedaiah, who was from Rumah. Jehoiakim did what the Lord said was wrong, just as his ancestors had done. 2 Kings chapter 24. While Jehoiakim was king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked the land of Judah. So Jehoiakim became Nebuchadnezzar's servant for 3 years. Then he turned against Nebuchadnezzar and broke away from his rule. The Lord sent raiding parties from Babylon, Aram, Moab, and Ammon against Jehoiakim to destroy Judah. This happened as the Lord had said it would through his servants, the prophets. The Lord commanded this to happen to the people of Judah to remove them from his presence because of all the sins of Manasseh. He had killed many innocent people and had filled Jerusalem with their blood, and the Lord would not forgive these sins. The other things that happened while Jehoiakim was king and all he did are written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. Jehoiakim died, and his son Jehoiakim became king in his place. The king of Egypt did not leave his land again because the king of Babylon had captured all that belonged to the king of Egypt from the brook of Egypt to the Euphrates River. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king, and he was king 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan from Jerusalem. Jehoiakim did what the Lord said was wrong, just as his father had done. At that time, the officers of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem. When they reached the city, they attacked it. Nebuchadnezzar himself came to the city while his officers were attacking it. Jehoiakim, king of Judah, surrendered to the king of Babylon, along with Jehoiakim's mother, servants, older leaders, and officers. So Nebuchadnezzar made Jehoiakim a prisoner in the 8th year he was king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar took all the treasures from the temple of the Lord and from the palace. He cut up all the gold objects Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the temple of the Lord. This happened as the Lord had said it would. Nebuchadnezzar took away all the people of Jerusalem, including all the leaders, all the wealthy people, and all the craftsmen and metal workers. There were 10,000 prisoners in all. Only the poorest people in the land were left. Nebuchadnezzar carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, as well as the king's mother and his wives, the officers and the leading men of the land. They were taken captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. The king of Babylon also took all 7,000 soldiers who were strong and able to fight in war and about 1,000 craftsmen and metal workers. Nebuchadnezzar took them as prisoners to Babylon. Then he made Mattaniah, Jehoiakim's uncle, king in Jehoiakim's place. He also changed Mattaniah's name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he was king in Jerusalem for 11 years. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. Zedekiah did what the Lord said was wrong, just as Jehoiakim had done. All this happened in Jerusalem and Judah because the Lord was angry with them. Finally, he threw them out of his presence. Zedekiah turned against the king of Babylon.